to Baghdad now for more on the reports of widespread looting. The U.S. military said today that it would not serve as a police force in Iraq. Anthony Shadid of The Washington Post is in Baghdad and says lawlessness is on the rise.
You know, there's a remarkable dismantling of about everything that maybe even remotely connected to the state in Baghdad. Initially you saw the looting at the presidential palaces and government offices and ministries. Today it seemed to broaden beyond that. It was in hospitals, state-owned companies, even an electronic appliance store on the main street in downtown Baghdad. Some people in Baghdad are very deeply uneasy about it. I think there's a lot of fear about the lawlessness getting even further out of hand, anarchy descending on Baghdad. And you're hearing more and more demands from people in the streets that the Americans should take action.
You mentioned looting at the hospitals. What's going on there?
Even by yesterday, you started to see some looting at a couple of hospitals. One, Olympic Hospital, which is connected to Uday Hussein, the son of Saddam Hussein. Ambulances have been taken, and some of those ambulances have even been seen in the streets, piled high with looted goods, driving through Baghdad.
But these are hospitals that presumably would be helping civilian wounded, no?
That's right. There's a certain recklessness. I mean, actually, a great degree of recklessness in the looting. I mean, it's remarkably widespread. Thousands of people have taken part. And like I said earlier, you really are seeing a dismantling of everything that's official in the city. In some ways, you could say that, the destruction that you've seen by looting over the past two or three days is, perhaps not as destructive as the bombing was, but it's probably far more comprehensive than the damage inflicted by 3 weeks of bombing.
It seems to be accompanied, too, by a fair amount of violence, or at least threats of violence. We're reading about carjackings and threats with guns on the streets. Are you seeing any signs of that?
You do see that. You see some revenge killings. It's not, I think a lot of people are bracing for far more violence given, three decades of a Ba'ath Party rule and expected vendettas played out at a furious pace. You haven't seen that furious pace as of yet. But what you do see in Baghdad is a complete collapse of authority. I mean, when the government fell, everything that was tied to the government fell along with it. And that goes, from everything from Ba'ath Party militiamen that used to patrol the streets in the beginning of the war to traffic policemen who were, directing cars at Baghdad intersections just as recently as 3 days ago. There's no one of any position of authority to be seen anywhere in Baghdad.
I was struck by a comment I read in an Associated Press story today of a worker in a coffee shop watching the looting asking, "Are these really Iraqis? What happened to their honor and their patriotism?" Did you hear anything like that?
Exactly. I've often thought that Iraq in some ways is the most Arab of Arab countries, and I mean that in a sense of, it holds Arab traditions, Arab ideas of honor and dignity really, really close. And to see this is disturbing. And I think it is, it's obviously being televised around the world. Reporters are all over the place now, in contrast to even a few days ago. And I think people do believe it's setting a certain image or a certain picture of Iraqis that they're not very proud of.
Anthony, there have been reports of Iraqis going to prisons, going to intelligence headquarters, looking for any signs of the fate of their loved ones who disappeared. Can you describe what you've heard about the scene at military intelligence headquarters?
Military intelligence is known as the place where some of the worst crimes of the government were committed, and people had gone there this morning to try to find relatives that they thought were still locked up in cells, beneath the floor in the basement. At one point they were trying with any instrument they could find to break through the concrete to get at the cells below. Once they reached steel, they weren't able to go any further, and they asked for the assistance of U.S. soldiers. The U.S. military set explosives, inspected the place itself, and found no one. The cells were empty. And I think it was very disappointing. I think it was very disheartening for people that even though they hadn't seen relatives for years and years, they still held out that hope that they may have been there somewhere and that they may see them again.
Well, Anthony Shadid, reporting from Baghdad for The Washington Post, thanks very much.
My pleasure.